You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Grocery prices have been a contentious topic since it was reported that the prices increased 12.5% from last year. This increase in price matched with the cost of living crisis has left many New Zealanders choosing between which of their basic needs is most important. However, the cause of the cost of living crisis has had little effect on supermarket profits, with the two biggest supermarket retailers in New Zealand recording a combined profit of $430 million in the last year. In an unprecedented move, the Labour government has chosen to create a new commission to look at measures needed to regulate the supermarket industry in order to get fairer prices for ordinary Kiwis. I spoke to the newly appointed Grocery Commissioner, Pierre Van Heerden, about his experience and his ideas on what needs to change in the grocery sector.
I'm really passionate about the role of Grocery Commissioner because I believe that my experience, both as a supplier but also as chair of the Food and Grocery Council representing small, medium and large companies, is ideally suited to this role. And I believe that trying to get a better deal for the consumer in the long term is really something that I would like to achieve.
And you spoke about your experience there working in the business and the industry of groceries and supermarkets and supply. Seeing that you're from a business standpoint, how will you maintain a focus on affecting change for the lower income New Zealanders?
Being from a business background, the focus is on getting a good deal to consumers. And I will be certainly focusing on levelling the playing fields, because that's the one way we can get more competition and we can also ensure that the pricing, the range and the availability to the consumer is better.
Food prices rose 12.5% from last year. What are the mitigating factors affecting the cost of food in New Zealand?
Food prices have gone up, and I think if you look at it globally, there's been inflation. But again, this the Act, the Groceries Competition Act, and my role as Grocery Commissioner is focusing on the longer term to ensure that in the longer term we get better competition for consumers to get a better outcome for our ordinary Kiwis.
You spoke about longer term there, so I'm wondering, what are the long-term solutions that you want to see happen in the grocery sector?
The main thing I want to see is increased competition, and that can come in numerous forms, but increased competition is the main thing. If I look at the shorter term, we've already seen a few little things happening in the marketplace, and that is because there's a spotlight on the industry. So you've seen that land covenants have been removed. There's been freezing of prices over winter on many products. But the real focus is the longer term and making sustainable change for the future.
You spoke there about increased competition, and currently in New Zealand we have a market duopoly, and the duopoly made a combined $430 million in profit last year. How do you plan to combat the duopoly, and when you speak about competition, what does that look like in the long term for New Zealand for getting more competition?
In the longer term, competition can take on numerous forms, and I think when you look at the Act at the moment, there are incentives to ensure that we monitor and keep looking at the industry. And once you monitor and look at something constantly, things do change and improve. You know what it's like in your ordinary life as well. If you're focusing on getting something done and you keep measuring, you keep looking at it, you do get changes come about. And it's the same with competition in the long term for New Zealand. We need to keep focus, monitoring, we will measure, and we will then take a look if there's anything that needs to be done out of that that can assist consumers to get a better deal by better competition.
Moving on to a slightly different topic, it's just been reported that New Zealand onions were selling in the UK for a dollar less than they were selling here. So is something that you will do as Grocery Commissioner, will you look at the distribution of New Zealand products globally, and will you make it a priority to make New Zealand products not only more accessible but more affordable for Kiwis here at home?
My main focus is to increase competition and get a better deal for Kiwi consumers. When it comes to where things are sold and at what prices, those are really questions you need to ask the retailers.
Okay, and I just wanted to ask if there's a topic that you've chosen that will be the first problem that you choose to address. Is there an issue that you can say, this is the one thing that I want to do first as grocery commissioner, this is the one thing I want to shine a spotlight on and get the attention and focus on?
As grocery commissioner, my first focus has been to meet my team. We've got a great team within the Commerce Commission who've regulated other industries. We've done that over the last number of days. The second focus is to meet both with retailers, consumer groups and others to understand where each one is at and where the market is at. The team are looking at the monitoring as we speak, and we are constantly measuring that. And we will be bringing out reports and indicating to consumers where things are at in the marketplace. Change takes time, and this is a longer-term focus to ensure that we get competition in the marketplace.
And talking about that time, you've got a 5-year term as grocery commissioner. What is the best possible outcome that you could see happening at the end of your 5 years, and where do you want to leave the grocery sector in New Zealand?
At the end of my 5-year term as Grocery Commissioner, I would like to look back and see that we've made a difference for Kiwi consumers, that there's increased competition, there's a good range and a better range of choice for Kiwis, because that is a sustainable long-term position. So I would really like to see a longer-term sustainable competition in the marketplace as the legacy that I leave.
That was newly appointed Grocery Commissioner Pierre Van Heerden about his experience and his goals for the grocery sector.
I'm disappointed by the government these days. Sometimes they just need a good kick in the backside.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.